2 Chronicles chapter 20. It came to pass after this also, that the children of Moab, and the children of Ammon, and with them others besides the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some who told Jehoshaphat, saying, There comes a great multitude against you from beyond the sea on this side of Syria, and, look, they are in Hazazontamar, which is Engedi. And Jehoshaphat was afraid, and set himself to seek the Lord Jehovah, and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together, to ask help of the Lord Jehovah, even out of all the cities of Judah they came to seek the Lord Jehovah. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem, in the house temple of the Lord Jehovah before the new court. And said, O Lord Jehovah, God of our forefathers, are you not God in heaven? And do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the heathen, ungodly nations? And in your hand is there not power and might, so that no one is able to withstand you? Are you not our God, who drove out those who live in this land before your people Israel, and gave it to the descendants of Abraham your friend forever? And they lived in it, and have built you a sanctuary in it for your name, saying, If, when evil comes upon us, as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house, temple, and in your presence, because your name is in this house, temple, and cry to you in our affliction, then you will hear and help. And now, indeed, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom you would not let Israel invade, when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them, and did not destroy them. Look, I say, how they reward us, to come to cast us out of your possession, which you have given us to inherit. O our God, will you not judge them? Because we have no might against this great company that comes against us, neither do we know what to do. But our eyes are upon you. And all Judah stood before the Lord Jehovah with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then upon Jehazel the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, the Spirit of the Lord Jehovah came in the midst of the congregation. And he said, Listen, all Judah, and you who live in Jerusalem, and you King Jehoshaphat, this is what the Lord Jehovah says to you. Do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, because the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go down against them. Indeed, they come up by the cliff of Ziz. And you will find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jeruel. You will not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, you stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord Jehovah with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them. Because the Lord Jehovah will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all Judah and those who lived in Jerusalem fell before the Lord Jehovah, worshipping the Lord Jehovah. And the Levites, of the children of the Kohathites, and of the children of the Korites, stood up to praise the Lord Jehovah, God of Israel, with a loud voice on high. And they rose up early in the morning, and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa, and as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Judah, and you who live in Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord Jehovah, your God, so you shall be established, believe his prophets, so you shall prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers to the Lord Jehovah, and who should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, Praise the Lord Jehovah. Because his mercy endures forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord Jehovah set ambushes against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who were come against Judah, and they were defeated. Because the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against those who lived in Mount Seir, to completely kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of those who lived in Seir, every one helped to destroy another. And when Judah came towards the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked to the multitude, and, indeed, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and no one escaped. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away their spoil, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies, and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil, it was so much. And on the fourth day they assembled themselves in the valley of Baraka, because there they praised the Lord Jehovah. Therefore the name of the same place was called, the Valley of Baraka. Blessing. To this day. Then they returned, every man of Judah and Jerusalem, and Jehoshaphat in the forefront of them, to go again to Jerusalem with joy. Because the Lord Jehovah had caused them to rejoice over their enemies. And they came to Jerusalem with psalteries, lyres, stringed instruments, and harps and trumpets to the house temple of the Lord Jehovah. And the fear of God was on all the kingdoms of those countries, when they had heard that the Lord Jehovah fought against the enemies of Israel. So the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, because his God gave him rest all around. And Jehoshaphat reigned over Judah. He was 35 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 25 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Azubah, the daughter of Shilhi. And he walked in the ways of Asa his father, and did not depart from it, doing that which was right in the sight of the Lord Jehovah. However, the high places were not taken away, because as yet the people had not prepared their hearts towards the God of their forefathers. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoshaphat, first and last, indeed, they are written in the book of Jehu the son of Hanani, who is mentioned in the book of the kings of Israel. And after this Jehoshaphat king of Judah joined himself with Ahaziah king of Israel, who did very wickedly. And he joined himself with him to make ships to go to Tarshish, and they made the ships in Ezionjber. Then Eleazar the son of Dodavah of Mersha prophesied against Jehoshaphat, saying, Because you have joined yourself with Ahaziah, the Lord Jehovah has broken your works. And the ships were broken, that they were not able to go to Tarshish.